Beis Tammuz, Monday the 10th of June, Rabbi David Zahn. The big question. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by Family Gilbert, Lichvod Simchas Hanasuim today, of Elias and Lossin Gilbert and Michaela Nemeti.
Morning, Shalom Aleichem. Thank you very much for having me back again. So the big question is, what's the big question? But everyone, I mean, someone already pointed out, Chukas has plenty of questions. Poradumas, Matamis Atoyim, Matayas Atmeim. But there's another big question, which no one knows, seems to know the answer for. And that question is, why was Miriam not Zeicha to go into Eretz Yisrael? Moshe was Meim Riva, Moshe and Aaron. But Miriam, what happened? She was one of the Baragdim. She was a Chet HaEgel, Meim Riva. And Rashi already points this out in Pashas V'Zeis HaBracha. The Pasuk says, "Lelevi Oma Tumecha Borecha Ish Chasidecha, Asher Bisisa B'Masa Terivehu Al Meim Riva." What does it mean, Terivehu? Dr. Rashi Dova Acher. Tiriveyu al Meim Riva, Nistakafta Lovoi Lovoi Ba'alila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came like with an accusation against the Shevet Levi. Why? Im Moshe Oma Shimuno Amorim. Just because Moshe said Shimuno Amorim, Aaron and Miriam may also. So Rashi brackets Aaron and Miriam together. Miriam wasn't even alive at the time. I mean, she certainly didn't do anything. She wasn't even alive. She was nifta. That's what precipitated the whole business, because Vatomo Shom Yevelei Maim Shom Leida. Lishnois. So, in other words, Rashi is already pointing out that why was Miriam not Zeicha to go to Eretz Yisrael? The $64,000 question. And in fact, this question is part of an even bigger question. The age-old question, which you certainly don't know the answer to, of Tzadik Veranoi. You know, things happen, and we can't understand, and it's Tzadik Veranoi, and there's no explanation. But even though there's no explanation, we need to have some sort of a perspective and how to understand, how to internalize the things that we see which are seemingly incomprehensible. Pasha starts with the Pasha of Parah. Well, before we get to Parah, that Bemis, Vatomah Shom Miriam. Miriam was Nifta. So Rashi says, Lomo Nismacha Pashas Misas Miriam the Pasha of Parah Adumo. What? Because really, if you make a cheshbon, you'll see Miriam died at the end of the 40 years, in the 40th year. Yud Nisan, at the end of the 40 years. Moshe Aaron was Nifta Shchedish Av, and Moshe was Nifta Zayin Ador, and then they went into Esrol in Nisan. Pasha of Parah was given to Klai Yisrael on Shchedish Nisan in the second year out of Mitzrayim. So there's 39 years in between Mrs. Miriam and Pasha's Parah. So Rashi, Loma Nismacha. What on earth are these two Pashas doing together? Loma Nismacha. That's the Pshat of Rashi's Kasha. So Rashi has Loma Lacha. Ma Kobonis Mechaprin. Af Misa Sadikim Mechaperes. That we learn from here, Parah Duma is a form of carbon. Just like Parah, carbon is Mechaper. So also the Misa Sadikim is a Mechaprin. That's why the Torah puts the two together. But the Mefarshim asked a question, very difficult to understand. Because Parah is not really a korban. It's chatos karye rachmona. If the Torah wanted to give us this message, that Misa Sadikim or Mechapa, like a korban, then write Mrs. Miriam in the middle of Pashat Vayikra or somewhere. You've got the real korbanos. Parah doch nishke richtige korban. Parah is not a proper korban. It's chatos karye rachmona. It would seem there is an additional lesson to be learnt from the fact that the Parah is next to Mrs. Miriam, that Mrs. Miriam is somehow connected to the Kapara of Parah rather than any other carbon. What's the connection? Why is this? What is this? So, the beginning of the Pasha, we have the Pasha of Parah. Zoyis Chukas HaTorah. The Rashi says already, the Fisha Sotan, the Ummah Sa'ilom, Moinan Nes Yisrael, the Sotan and the nations of a taunt, Klal Yisrael, Leima, Ma Mitzvah Azois, Ma Tam Yeshba. What's the purpose of this mitzvah? Lefikach Kosav Chukah. So in order to answer them, the Torah, Azois Chukah Satayra, Gezeira Hi Milafonai, Ein Lacharashus Lahara Achareo, Parah is a Chukah, you've got no right to question it, and that's how it is. It's a very difficult Rashi to understand. Because the Torah is writing Zeis Chukas HaTorah in order that we should know, that we should tell the Goyim it's a Chuk. But the Goyim are not going to be very impressed by the fact that it's a Chuk. That's what they're coming on to say. It doesn't make sense. The Goyim is saying it doesn't make sense. And particularly the mitzvah of Parah doesn't make, even though there are many Chukim, Shabbos, Mechalas, Shavuos, that most of the Torah is Chukim. But in this particular mitzvah, the Goyim don't understand, no one understands, because Matayres Atzmei, Matayres Atzmeirim. the person who's tomei becomes tomei, and the person who's negeabo, who touches the mechatos, not the tzayah chazal, if it's not for the purpose of sprinkling, becomes tomei. So there's a contradiction. So and so the goyim come along and they say, what's happened? What's the point? What is it? So you tell them it's a chukah. They're not going to be very chukah shkayach. That was the kasha. It doesn't make sense. No, the pshat is like this. I once saw a vart in the Sefer Kemetz HaMincha. It's from the Minchan Arav, Rav Chanei Chakoyin Erenshoi, the Zeder from the Minchan Arav. He's a beautiful vart. He says like this, and he gives a mashal. He says, there was once somebody who was digging around in his attic, digging out all the treasures that could be hidden there under layers and layers of dust for decades of dust. And he goes along, and then underneath something he finds a painting. Painting. So he scratches a bit of dust on it, so it's a landscape. So he looks at the landscape there. The sky is too blue, the grass is too green. It's finished. He scrapes a bit more, he's got a signature on. He scrapes away the signature. Ooh, R.A. Rembrandt. Rembrandt. Oh wow! Wow! I see how he understood how to depict the scenario, the landscape. What happened? The Tzaddik says that before he knew who painted this painting, so he looks at it with a critical eye. But once he knew this is a Rembrandt. You can't ask questions on Rembrandt. He understands. The Rembrandt understands better than him how to do a painting and what the colours should be, etc., etc. So then, now he's got a different derech eretz for it. So he said the pshat is like this: when the goyim come along and they say ma ha mitzvah zoysu ma tam yeshba, there's a contradiction in Parah. So What are they trying to achieve? They're trying to teach, to tell Klal Yisrael that you believe as Torah min Hashemayim v'shteitzach, the Ikrim Torah min Hashemayim. It can't be. It's a contradiction. It doesn't make sense. Therefore, they're trying to weaken the emunah of Klal Yisrael in Torah min Hashemayim. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Lefikach kosav b'chuka. So Torah was worried, perhaps Ayid might be mushba. No, the goyim come along with what would appear to be a sensible taina, but tamisatayim. How can it be? And it might rankle inside one. You know, if it's min hashemayim, then how can it be? So the Torah says, "Lefikach kasa b'chuka." I'm putting my signature here. The Bereshit says he should know this mitzvah of Parah. There are contradictions, and you will not understand it. And I'm signing it. I'm signing it like Rembrandt signed this painting. So you will not understand it. I'm telling you now. I'm giving it to you with the idea, with the knowledge that you will not understand. And therefore, what will the goyim say? We're not interested in what the goyim say. Da mashitoshav lapikayis doesn't mean you have to answer the goyim. It means we have to know the answer for ourselves. So we, in order that we shouldn't be mushba from that which the goyim taina, there's a contradiction that if it can't be min hashemayim, lefikach kasa b'chuka. That's why the Torah says, the Bereshit l'chatchila, you should know, this will appear to you to be self-contradictory, b'tamei esatoherim, b'tamei esatmeim, how can it be? And that's why I'm signing it, lefikach kasa b'chuka. And that's the answer, not which we will give the goy, but that's the answer to what the goyim say. And that's with this hashkafa, Ayid will preserve the integrity of his emunah in Torah min Hashemayim, and will be able to, and will not be mushba in any way from the goyim. And Bemis, the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky writes that this is why Parah, the mitzvah of Parah, was one of the mitzvahs which were given to Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah in Morah. In Morah, Shom Losan Lechay Kumishma Shom Nisohu, Parah Kibudav the Aim and Mitzvah Dinim. Why the Mitzvah of Parah? Because the introduction to Torah has to be that you will not understand. You'll try, of course, you try to understand what you can, but the Kiyum HaTorah does not depend on our understanding. This is Chnasa V'Nishma. The Kiyum HaTorah does not depend on understanding. And Parah is the prime example of not understanding, but it's contradictory. That's why this was the Hagdoma to Kabbalah Satayah. To Kabbalah Satayah. That's Benegeah, the question of Parah. Matayah Satmeim, Matameh Satahirim. But the other question of Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, the age-old question, Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, this question was already asked by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says in Brochus, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Bein Shalom, Hodieini Noas Durachecho, Omol Afanov, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovloi, V'Yesh Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, Yesh Rosh V'Tovloi, V'Yesh Rosh V'Tovloi, Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked the question. And Bemis, this question was asked by Eiv. We all know the Sefer Eiv. Eiv suffered a life full of suffering. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the Sultan came to the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Gemara says in Bobasra, and he says, the said to the Sultan, look at my Eiv, who's such a tzaddik. So the Sultan says, a big chach to be a tzaddik, he's got fine, he's got panos, he's got children, he's got nachas, he's got everything, he's fine, you make life a bit difficult, they turn the screws a bit, make life a bit more difficult, and see how he copes then. And that's what the whole Sefer Eiv is about. First, Akadosh Baruch Hu took away his wealth, and he lost members of his family, his children, and he had great suffering himself, and Eiv himself had tainas. He couldn't understand why it's all happening to him. That's the whole Sefer Eiv. So, at the end of the whole Sefer, it says, Vayan Hashem min ha-sa'ara. The Bereshim answered Eiv min ha-sa'ara in a storm, so to speak. But after all Eiv's questions, why is this happening? What did I do? Why do I deserve it? It says Akadosh Baruch Hu answered, but don't say what the answer is. And the Ramban Bemis asked this question. It doesn't say what was the answer. Moshe didn't say Vayan Hashem min ha-sa'ara. But what did he answer? What's the answer? So I once heard, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, Zecharin Levrach, he was sitting shiva for his brother at the time, and he was sitting there, and he was dashing non-stop the whole day. So I was there for about 5 minutes. This is the gem which I heard from him then at that point. So he said as follows. He said that he had an older brother, Rabbi Yosef Razovsky, who was a Roshiva in Petach Tikva in Yisrael, and he was son-in-law of the Daki Musa. So he said, as when Rabbi Yosef Razovsky was in the mir, by Baruchim, so at that time, there came a group of German Bochrim to the mir, and these Bochrim had all been to university, all studied. Somehow, they were older young men, And Rabbi Yochanan actually made a special shiur for the Sefer Das Torah Ala Torah, the Yeruchim Ala Torah, that was made for the shiur which Yeruchim gave to these Bachrim. They weren't the normal Bachrim were in the Mir at the time. They were being studied, etc. So Rabbi Yochanan obviously felt they needed a different approach. So he made a special shiur for them. And so they were being in yeshiva for a couple of months. And Rabbi Yochanan asked one of the Bachrim at the end of the shiur, at the end of a couple of months. He says, you've been in yeshiva for a couple of months, so how do you feel? How do you feel yeshiva's given you anything? So the Bacha answered, and Yeruchim was very impressed with the answer, and he was mishabechet, and he gave a whole shmuz based on what the Bacha answered. The Bacha answered, before he came to yeshiva, he hadn't been exposed to all the concepts of Torah, of Emunah, etc. Came to yeshiva, but he didn't know that with the clarity what Yiddishkeit demands, asks from, or requires from a person. He had many questions, why this or why that, many questions. Now he's been in yeshiva, he still has the questions, but the questions don't bother him anymore. The questions don't bother him. It's like someone goes and flies in an aeroplane. Unless you're an engineer, I don't understand how an aeroplane works. You go in an aeroplane, you know how an aeroplane works, it goes, it flies, it takes off, it flies. You know all the ins and outs, exactly how the jet engine works, the turbines, etc. So you don't know how it begins. You know that there are people there, they know, and so fine. So he says, the Bacha said, he said, I've got questions, I still haven't got all the answers yet, but the questions don't bother me, because I understand now what's behind it, what lies behind it. It's atmanish. The lashon was it's atmanish. The kasha. The kasha doesn't bother me anymore. And Rabbi Yochanan Shmuel said Rabbi Yochanan was very mishabeach this teretz. Dosa goes off. That's a bal machshavah. He was very impressed with this answer. So that was that. So Shmuel Zechayin Lebacha said that's the pshat with Eiv. What the Bereshit was saying to Eiv. Vayan Hashem min ha-sa'ara. What do you mean ha-sa'ara? So the Gemara says in Bobasra on this pasuk, "Vayan Hashem es Eiv min ha-sa'ara." Omaloi, Hashem said to Eiv, "Harbe nimin barasi ba'adam. I've created many hairs in a person. V'chol nima v'nima barasi lo guma b'fnei. Each hair has its own root, comes out from its own guma, exactly indentation somewhat in a person's head. V'chol nima v'nima barasi lo guma b'fnei atzvo. Shelo yushtaim yonkes miguma echas. Two hairs should not come out from the same guma. She'el mole shtayim yoinkes miguma achas. If two hairs were to come out from the same root, so to speak, from the same indentation, machshichos mo'einov shel adam, it would make a person blind. So that's the version said. So the version said to Eiv, ben guma le guma loynes chalifli. Said the precision of my hashgacha is such that I don't get mixed up between one hole and another hole. You know, I can be so precise to the down to the millimeter to make sure that no two hairs come from the same hole. Ben if you're coming along and you've got these questions, you know, why this and why that, and why did my children die, why did I lose the money, what did I do to deserve it, why am I suffering, what have I done, why me, all the questions. So Bereshit tells him that the precision of my hashgacha is such that I don't even get mixed up to the millimeter between one hair, one guma and another guma. Do you think that I sent the, you know, you're tying to me, you know, perhaps I've got the wrong ear, you know, perhaps, you know, they delivered the Yisurim to the wrong person. Do you think I got mixed up? That was the answer of the Bein Shlomo. Vayan Hashem bi min ha-sa'ara. So Rav Shmuel Zecharyahu Racha said, the pshat is, like the Bacha said, that the Bein Shlomo didn't answer this question. But what the Bein Shlomo said was that he made Eiv more aware of the precision of Hashgacha. It's not Mikra, and you can see that Rav Bein Shlomo is so precise and so exact in whatever he does. So therefore you can rest assured, it's from the Rav Bein Shlomo. And that was the answer to Eiv. The question is not answered, but the question is not a question. I didn't get mixed up with anything. I got mixed up with that. Is that minish mikasha? Just like a plane flies, who knows how, why? But if a person understands the depth and the breadth of hashgacha in each individual, in every aspect of his life, down to the most minute detail, then he understands. That's what the Bereshit told Eiv. So if so, I think we can understand why the Torah says, why the Torah puts together Misas Miriam with the Pashas Pora. Rashi says, Ma Pora Mechaperes, Af Misas Sadikim Mechaperin. Because Be'emus is another question. You know, as we said, Misas Miriam happened 39 years after Pashas Pora. Pashas Pora was right at the beginning. The Torah could have written Pashas Pora next to Misas Tzadikim, not of Aviyu Niftar on the first day. They've also been also Tzadikim. And the Rishalmi says, Loma, why do we line about Misas, not Aviyu, B'yei Ma'kipurim, Lo'i Malach, Ma'yei Ma'kipurim, Mechadach, Misas Tzadikim, Mechapim, not Aviyu, also Tzadikim. So we'd have to schlep 39 years to put together the juxtaposition of Misas Miriam with Pora. You've got it ready made on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Pashas Pora was given, and not of Aviyu Niftar. So the Teretz is, what the Torah is trying to teach us here is this very message. When we're trying to understand Misas Miriam, Tzadivir, which is the big question, or the bigger question, Tzadivir Aloy. So, and Chazal say it's next to Pashas Pora, Ma Pora Mechaperes Af Misas Tzadikim Mechaperin. And it's not next to other korbanos. Why is it next to Pora? Because there's a particular perspective in Misas Tzadikim, in Tzadivir Aloy, which we gain from Pashas Pora. Pashas Pora, as we said, Pora is a contradiction. Tamis ataris ataris atmein. But what's our perspective on Pashas Pora? Chukehi, gezeirah milafonai. It's signed at the bottom. Why are we not mushba from that which the goyim say? There's a contradiction because it's signed at the bottom. The Rebbe says, I'm telling you lechatchila, you will not understand it, and I'm telling you, therefore you won't become influenced by the fact that the goyim say, how come there's a contradiction? It can't be for the kabi bin hashemayim, because the Rebbe says, I'm telling you lechatchila, I'm signing it now. Chukehi, gezeirah milafonai. Vein lechoroshus lahara acharel. So ma pora mechaperes af misas tzadikim mechaperin. In the same way, misas tzadikim is mechaper. In the same way that one has to learn up, one has to mekabel pashas pora. Pashas pora we accept because the Bishop told us lachili, you will not understand. When is misas tzadikim mechaperin? That is, if the person accepts it, misas tzadikim, with the same havana, with the same understanding, with the same hashkafa, with which she accepts Pashas Pora. But gzeirahim ilafonai, I'm telling you lechatchila, says Rabbi Hashem, there are things in the Bria we will not understand, which we can't understand. But just like Pashas Pora, but don't come along and say, how could this happen? I shouldn't say this over the Bais Medrash. Someone once told me that he read what I'm saying now is Begedel Tzinusa d'Avodah Zarah. He read in the book by Label Jacobs that Label Jacobs said, and I'm only quoting him in order to slug him up, so I'm not quoting. Label Jacobs said, no one should preach Emunah till they've been to a children's cancer ward. Then you can talk about Emunah. But that's without emuna. Oh, but this is what Chazal are trying to teach us. Ma pashas para mechaper af bisu sadikim mechaper. The Bereshit says lechila, there are things which you can't understand. The things which you can't understand the kiyum atayra, like pashas para, and the things which you can't understand in the bria. And bisu sadikim mechaper. If our avoda is to be mekabel bisu sadikim in the same way the Torah wants us to accept pashas para, gizera hi melefonai ve'el lecharushus lahara achareil. So if so, we can understand why the Torah puts Parshas Parah next to Misas Miriam, and not next to the Misa Nodav Aviyu. Misas Miriam was 39 years away from Parshas Parah, and Nodav Aviyu was on the same day. Why not put it? The Torah says, Nodav Aviyu, we don't have this question. What happened to them? Because even though Avada was as a Krovei HaKodesh for what they did, the punishment doesn't fit the crime, apparently it would appear to us, but still they did something, Bakiv Meishvara, whatever it was, Avira Halacha Befei Rabam, Shfei Yayim, whatever that, it was something there. We can understand. So the Bereshu was medacted with the Mekot HaSayra, for Tzadikim, the Krovei HaKodesh. But Mrs. Miriam, as we said, the big question, no one knows why. No one knows why. It's not Nisgala in any Chazal, anywhere. Why was she, Miriam not Zich? So the Indian of Mrs. Miriam, that is the Tzadik Verala par excellence. Why? So therefore, the Torah writes Mrs. Miriam next to Parshas Parah to give us this perspective on Tzadik V'Ra'aloi, the same perspective which the Torah wants us to have in accepting Parshas Parah, Gezeir Himi Lefana V'Ein Lechush L'Har Acharel, so the Kapara of Misa Tzadikim will be when a person approaches such a type of situation which we should never know about, or will always occur, we should approach it with the same Hashkafa, Gezeir Himi Lefana V'Ein Lechush L'Har Acharel. So that's what that's why the Torah puts together Mises Miriam with Parshas Parah. So it's like the famous Vart, I don't know who they say it over, that with Emunah there's no kashas, on Emunah there's no terutzim. So the answer to the big question is there's no answer, but the question is not a question. That has to be our Hashgafa. Because they email the father of Eilef Horoshus Ha'achareel. And the time when we have to consider this is when Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu, a person has such a nisayon, that if a person hasn't thought about it, internalized it before, it's very difficult, b'shas ma'is, but then the person is caught up in the circumstance. The version of the Torah gives us this lesson that we should internalize it in a zman when we aren't confronted with such nisayonis, we should never be confronted with such nisayonis, and to internalize it, and that will give us the correct perspective. The version should help taka, we should only hold simchas, and nachas, and b'suras tovas, klal yisrael negalim, el b'schus ha'munah b'mheir av yamei. Thank you.